بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ثم أما بعد،
الشيخ حسن الدغرير رحمه الله ومن حفظه الله استغرب praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and send his salutations and peace upon his master and his family.
العلماء هم العارفون بكتاب الله تعالى سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Sheikh started off by saying that the ulama, the scholars, are those who know the book and the sunnah.
العالمون بمعانيها.
Those who know its meaning.
الفاهمون بأحكامها.
Those who know or understand its rulings.
على مقتضى ما جاء في كتاب الله وسنة.
In accordance to or that was described from the book and the sunnah.
سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بفهم السلف الصالح.
With the understanding of the rightly guided predecessors. As it relates to aqidah and sharia and dealing with the people and in character. And they do not turn away in their understanding from the understanding of those who preceded them.
من الصحابة والتابعين.
From the Sahabas and those who followed them, the Tabi'een.
وتابعين بإحسان.
And those who followed them in goodness.
الذين قال الله تعالى فيهم.
Those whom Allah said regarding them.
من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصره جهنم وساءت مصيرا.
Where Allah says, whoever opposes the messenger after the guidance has become clear to him and follows a path other than that of the believers, we will turn him to that which he has chosen and burn him in the hellfire. And how evil is that of an abode? The ulama, those who traverse upon the minhaj of the righteous guy, the righteous predecessors. Those whom the Prophet said about them. Whom the Prophet ﷺ said, there will not cease to be a group from my ummah upon the truth and aid it. It does not harm them, those who forsake them, nor those who oppose them, and they are upon this way, and they die upon this way. Imam Ahmad said, if they are not the people of hadith, then I do not know who they are. The scholars are those who traverse upon the methodology of the rightly predecessors, the Salaf al-Salih, the righteous predecessors. They do not deviate from it to the extent of a fingertip. They are those who the Prophet ﷺ informed about. They are the same sect which the Prophet ﷺ said regarding them.
ستفترق هذه الأمة على 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة. قالوا من هي يا رسول الله؟ قالوا من كان على بذي ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحاب.
Those who the Prophet ﷺ said about this ummah was split into 73 sects. all of them being in a hellfire except one. He was asked, who are they, O Messenger of Allah? He says, that which I am upon today and my companions. So these are the ulama whom it is taken from them, the Islamic religion. Because they took it from the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the understanding of the Salaf al-Salih, may Allah be pleased with them. And these are those who are suitable that they should be asked based on a statement of Allah. And ask the people of knowledge if you do not know. So, O brothers, it is for us to connect with them, to these ulama, and that we sit with them, and that we benefit from their knowledge, and that we emulate them. And that we have alliance and allegiance for them and disallegiance for them. Because they have traversed upon the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if they oppose the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then allegiance is given to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's upon us to love them. Because they are from the best of those allies to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that we dislike or hate those who hate them. Because they are from the allies of Allah, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Whoever shows enmity to a ally of mine, Allah says in the Hadith al-Qudsi, I will wage war against them. So it is upon us to connect with the ulama, those who are truthful in their da'wah. Those who are sincere to their ummah, their nation. Those who don't attend behind their da'wah anything from the affairs of this world, but they only attend to guide the people, that the people traverse upon that which is in the book of Allah and that which the Prophet ﷺ commanded with in his sunnah, and that they understand them with the understanding of the rightly predecessors, not with the understanding of those who came after them, those who understand the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah with the understanding that's not their understanding, and they lead astray from the correct path. Allah has commanded in his book that we traverse upon the correct path, that which the ulama have traversed upon. As Allah says, guide us to the straight path, the path of those whom you are favored, not the path of those who you are angry with, nor those who are went astray. So those who have been favored, they are those whom Allah said as it relates to them. Whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger, then they are amongst those whom Allah has favored. From the prophets, and the truthful ones, and the martyrs. And how good are they as companions? There are those who know legislative knowledge, meaning the scholars. And they acted upon it and they apply it as it relates to themselves. And they call people to acting upon it. As for those whom Allah is angry with, it is the Yahud, the Jews, and those who took upon their way. Those who knew the message of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they didn't believe in it. And they knew the truth, and then they didn't follow it. Nor the way of the Christians. Those who are astray and going astray.
And
those who are astray in themselves and leading others astray. Because they wanted to worship Allah, but they worshiped Him without knowledge. So knowledge and actions are two things that are never separated. So whoever comprises between the two, then he is traversed upon the way of the ulama. Those who are traversed upon the way of the prophets. Those whom Allah has favored. Those whom Allah has favored from amongst the prophets and the truthful and the martyrs, and how good of they are as companions. The scholars are those who illuminate to the people the path of guidance. And they cause the people to be far removed from the ways of misguidance and desires. And they are the lights of in darkness. They are lamps or lights in darkness. They are the ones who traverse with their light to the straight path. And they guide the people to the correct path, which leads to the paradise. May Allah make us from them. So the scholars, their existence or presence is a favor. And them being absent is the calamity. So when the ulama cease to exist or be present, and it doesn't remain for the people except those heads of ignorance, and they give verdicts to the people without knowledge. So they lead themselves astray and others.
ولكن أضلوا.
As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, verily Allah does not snatch away the knowledge all at once from the chest of the people, but He snatches away the knowledge by taking away the scholars until no scholar remains, and the people begin to take the heads of ignorance as the people of knowledge, and they give verdicts without knowledge, and then they go astray and they lead others astray. The scholars whom it is obligatory that we make a connection with, they are those who traversed upon the correct path, and they do not traverse upon the deviant ways in their worship, and in their beliefs rather, and in their worship they don't deviate, and in their actions, and in their character, and in their manners, but rather they try first upon the correct path, as it relates to, they traverse upon the correct path as it relates to beliefs and in the Sharia and in their methodology, and then their character and in their manners and how they deal with the people, so it is upon you to be attached to these ones. And for you to emulate them, so that you will obtain safety, inshallah. And if we do not attach to the people of knowledge or ascribe or make connection with the people of knowledge, then misguidance will take place. And desires will take place. And differing will take place. And differing will take place. And enmity and backbiting and hatred will take place, and separation will take place, and evil and corruption will take place. So it is upon us, O brothers, that we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the presence of the ulama in the Islamic nation. So whoever Allah has blessed to accompany the ulama and to sit with them and to take from their knowledge and drink from their knowledge and to ask them, and how great of this is as a favor. And if he wasn't able to catch them in themselves, and he wasn't able to meet with them, the scholars, the individual wasn't able to meet with them, and he wasn't able to sit with them, either because they had died, or he's somewhere far away from them, living somewhere far away, or for any excuse that prevents us from meeting them. Then these books of theirs, they speak with the truth. And these voices or recordings from them, they could be heard.
وهؤلاء طلابهم الذين حملوا آثارهم.
And these students of theirs who carry their narrations.
واستفادوا منهم.
And who have benefited from them.
لنسرع في لإدراكهم والي.
So we should hasten to these students to catch.
معهم لأخذ ما عند علمائهم.
To sit with them, to take that which what they took from their ulama and sitting with their ulama. So the ulama who is obligatory for us to connect with, they are those who know fitna, trials and tribulation. They know the affairs that oppose the command of Allah. And command and oppose the command of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they avoid them. And they warn this or they warn this from themselves. And they warn others from it. As for the ignorant ones, then they do not know fitna or fitan. And they are not able to differentiate between the one who is corrupt and the one who is righteous. That is because the little amount of knowledge that they have. And the weakness of piety that they have. In the absence of true fear from their Lord. So the scholars who it is obligatory for us to connect with, they are those whom Allah has said as it relates to them. Those who truly fear Allah from amongst his slaves are the scholars. As for those who do not fear Allah, and they don't fear from his punishment, when they oppose his command, then these individuals should not be called ulama. Because they didn't act upon the book of their Lord, nor the sunnah of their prophet, nor did they traverse upon the path of those who preceded them. May Allah be pleased with them. The scholars whom it is obligatory for us to connect with, and for us to sit with, they are those whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed with in his statement.
وإنما ورث العلم ومن أخذه أخذ بحظ وافر.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets, and the prophets do not leave behind wealth. They only leave behind knowledge. Whoever takes it has taken a great portion.
العلماء والذين لا تضيع أوقاتهم سدى.
The scholars are those who do not waste their time away aimlessly. The days and the night do not pass upon them heedlessly, but rather not even an hour from the day or the night passes them, except that they are engaged in some legislative reading of some legislative text, or they are engaged in righteous actions, which they seek no closeness to Allah or nearness to Allah by it. They understand the extent of their time. And the importance of their time. So you will not find this alim is heedless as it relates to the remembrance of Allah and his obedience and seeking knowledge. But rather you will find all of his time filled with remembering Allah and being obedient to Allah. So these are the scholars whom it is obligatory for us to connect with, and that we emulate their actions and that which they do. The scholars whom it is obligatory for us to connect with there are those whom Allah have gifted He has gifted them with character and manners and good manners that they adore themselves with in front of Allah and in front of the creation and following the book of Allah as Allah says about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, verily you are upon a lofty character. Because good character is from the means of the people being upright upon the correct religion. If the people see you possessing good character, they will turn towards you and benefit from you, and they will follow you in your actions. And then if they see you have bad character and evil character, then they will leave you off and leave off sitting with you. As Allah says, if you were rude, O Muhammad, and hard-hearted, they would have fled from you. The scholars whom it is obligatory for us to be connected with, they are those who are not hasty in giving Islamic rulings or verdicts. But rather, if they have some knowledge as it relates to this issue, after research and looking into the affair, then they will give a ruling as it relates to it from the aspect of religion. And if they don't have any knowledge as it relates to this affair, then they leave this affair to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فيفوضون علمها إلى الله عز وجل.
And they leave the knowledge of this fear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And following that statement of Allah, as Allah says, do not follow that which you do not have of knowledge. Verily, the hearing and the seeing and the hearts will be questioned regarding it. Those scholars whom it is obligatory for us to connect to or connect with. They are those who have been saved by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from falling into the madahib, the schools of thoughts that are of falsehood or a part of falsehood. And those incorrect thoughts. And those new brought about methodologies that are mistaken or have errors in them. And they hold fast to the Quran and the Sunnah and the way of the Salaf al-Salih. In the Aqidah and beliefs and in the Sharia. As for the ulama of dalala, which is obligatory for us to stay away from, and for us not to be connected with, there are those who fell into the methodology of the Khawarij or the methodology of the Shi'i, or the minhaj of the Sufiya, or the minhaj of the Murji'a, or the methodology of Al Jahmiyyah, or the Mu'tazila, or the Ash'ariyah, or into the different groups that have incorrect thoughts, the different groups that have errors in their thoughts and perceptions, like the Ikhwan al-Muslimin wa Sururiyin, and who are those who traversed upon their way, and the Jama'at al-Tabligh, al-Ahbab, or other than them from the false parties in this time. Those who comprise between the madahibs or the ways of those before them and their beliefs and their thoughts that are false. So those are the ulama who know the haqq with its proofs. From the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they don't have any fanaticism to any particular group or any particular way. But their fanaticism is to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah and the methodology of the pious predecessors. So those scholars whom is obligatory for us to connect with, there are those who do not defend the scholars of misguidance from those who preceded them or those who are in their present time. But their allegiance is to the beliefs of Ahl al-Sunnah. They love the people of Iman. And those who are upon the minhaj of the Salaf al-Salih. and they hate or dislike the people of bid'ah, wal ahwa and desires. Because they deviated from the correct way of the Salaf al-Salih. And they have been affected by the deviant ways and the deviant groups. So the scholars whom it's obligatory for us to connect with they do not see it to be, there are those who do not see it to be obligatory that we act upon anything except the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet upon the understanding of the righteous predecessors. So their allegiance and their disallegiance is based upon the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet and to that which the Salaf al-Salih were upon in the Aqidah and Sharia. So their connection or their allegiance is not to any false way or any party that is sinful or a person who is inclined away from the correct way. Their allegiance is only for Allah and for Allah. Oh brothers, strive and seek knowledge and be diligent upon it. And I attend by legislated knowledge. Because Allah is not known in His ayats and His names and His attributes and His legislation and His rulings except by seeking knowledge. Your actions are not righteous actions except after knowing ma'rifat al-haq, knowing the truth from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet. And a person is not from one who fears Allah except when he worships Allah upon that which is required from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he knew the falsehood and he stayed away from it. And he knows the truth and he follows it. So it is upon you to be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in seeking legislated knowledge. Don't seek it in order that you can become from the ulama or that you boast it in front of the ulama or that you should gain something from this worldly life or that it becomes for you a position or status in the community or in the community that you only seek knowledge except for the sake of Allah so that you raise ignorance from yourselves and that you raise ignorance from other than yourself and that you should defend the religion of Allah from the deviation or the fabrication for those who fabricate and those who make up lies as it relates to the religion and those who have false interpretations as it relates to the religion. So seeking legislative knowledge is from the greatest of worships. So it's not possible that our worship should be correct except that it's sincere for Allah and following the Sunnah of the Prophet And it doesn't become
followed.
And it doesn't become following the Sunnah of Prophet ﷺ except with seeking legislated knowledge. By reading the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And sitting with the ulama to make clear its meanings. And making clear its rulings, its correct rulings. And what is required to act upon from the Sharia, the legislative Sharia, which is taken from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
أيها الإخوة,
oh brothers,
إن طلب العلم الشرعي,
verily seek legislative knowledge,
من أعظم,
is from the greatest
الأعمال الصالحة,
of righteous deeds,
التي ترفع بها درجاتنا عند الله يوم القيامة,
that your level will be raised up with Allah on the day of judgment.
قول الله تعالى يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات.
As Allah says, Allah raises those who believe from amongst you and those who have been given knowledge. And based on the statement of the Prophet ﷺ, whoever traverses a path seeking by a knowledge, Allah will make easy for him a path to the paradise. So how great is the reward of knowledge and learning it and teaching it to others. Indeed, the Prophet said, the Prophet said, whoever calls the guidance, then he will have the reward of those who follow him, not decreasing from their reward in the least. And the Prophet went on to say, and whoever calls to misguidance, it will be a sin upon him, the sin of those who follow him, not decrease it in the sin of those who follow him in the least. So he says, traverse upon the path and you will arrive, bi'idhni Allahi ta'ala, to his pleasure and to his paradise. And that is with you being diligent upon legislative knowledge and sitting with his people and asking them as it relates to those affairs that are difficult or problematic as it relates to your religion. And this is the correct path, which is obligatory for us to follow. And these individuals, they are the scholars, the Salafiyun, Rabbaniyun, those who teach the small knowledge before the big knowledge, the Sunniyun, those who ascribe themselves to the Sunnah, those who are as obligatory that we benefit from and that we connect with and that we emulate in their correct call. So if we traversed upon this path and upon this methodology, then we will come upon much good in this world and hereafter. And if we leave off this path and we chose the path that is not upright, which is the path of deviation, the people of deviation and going astray, that is That is the means of us obtaining the punishment of Allah. In the grave and on the day of judgment. As Allah says, oh woe to me, with that I have not taken so-and-so as a friend. He has led me astray from the reminder after it came to me. And Shaitan is one who forsakes a person. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes us from the people of the Sunnah, those who act upon it, and from those who love and attach themselves with the ulama, as-salafiyun, in the aqidah, in Sharia and in Minhaj, and in character and in manners, and that Allah gathers us with them in this world upon good, and in the paradise upon thrones facing one another, and that He doesn't cause our hearts to deviate from the truth and guidance. After He's made it clear to us, we ask Allah to make good for us and you our end, and that He forgives for us that which has passed and that which is present or should come, and that He gathers us with the best of the messengers in the paradise, and He saves us and you from the punishment of the grave and the hellfire. Sheikh, in the here. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakallahu khairan.
وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ثم أما بعد.
So Sheikh Hassan al-Daghriri رحمه الله حفظه الله started off by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending His salutations and peace upon His messenger and His family.
العلماء هم العارفون بكتاب الله تعالى
The Sheikh started off by saying that the ulama, the scholars, are those who know the book and the sunnah. Those who know its meaning. Those who know or understand its rulings. In accordance to or that was described from the book and the sunnah. With the understanding of the rightly guided predecessors. As it relates to aqidah and sharia and dealing with the people and in character. And they do not turn away in their understanding from the understanding of those who preceded them. From the sahabas and those who followed them.
The tabi'een.
And those who follow them in goodness. Those whom Allah said regarding them.
من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين وله ما تولى ونصره جهنم وساءت مصيرا.
Where Allah says, whoever opposes the messenger after the guidance has become clear to him and follows a path other than that of the believers, we will turn him to that which he has chosen and burn him in the hellfire. And how evil is that of an abode? The ulama, those who traverse upon the minhaj of the righteous guide, the righteous predecessors. Those whom the Prophet said about them.
لا تزال طائفة من أمتي على الحق منصورين لا يضرهم من خذلهم ولا من خالفهم وهم على ذلك.
Whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there will not cease to be a group from my ummah upon the truth and aid it. It does not harm them, those who forsake them, nor those who oppose them, and they are upon this way, and they die upon this way. Imam Ahmad said, if they are not the people of hadith, then I do not know who they are.
العلماء هم الذين يصيرون على منهج السلف الصالح.
The scholars are those who traverse upon the methodology of the rightly predecessors, the Salaf al-Salih, the righteous predecessors.
لا يحيدون عنهم قيد أنمولة.
They do not deviate from it to the extent of a fingertip. There are those who the Prophet ﷺ informed about. They are the same sect which the Prophet ﷺ said regarding them.
ستفترق هذه الأمة على 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة. قالوا من هي يا رسول الله؟ قالوا من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي.
Those who the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said about this Ummah was split into 73 sects, all of them being in a hellfire except one. He was asked, who are they, O Messenger of Allah? He says, that which I am upon today and my companions.
هؤلاء هم العلماء الذين يؤخذ عنهم الدين الإسلامي.
So these are the ulama whom it is taken from them, the Islamic religion.
لأنهم أخذوه من كتاب الله سنة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Because they took it from the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
بفهم السلف الصالح رضوان الله تعالى عليهم.
With the understanding of the Salaf al-Salih, may Allah be pleased with them.
وهم الذين يجب سؤالهم بقول الله تعالى.
And these are those who are suitable that they should be asked based on a statement of Allah.
فسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون.
And ask the people of knowledge if you do not know.
تعالين أيها الإخوة.
So, O brothers. It is for us to connect with them, to these ulama, and that we sit with them, and that we benefit from their knowledge, and that we emulate them. And that we have alliance and allegiance for them, and disallegiance for them. Because they have traversed upon the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if they oppose the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then allegiance is given to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
وعلينا أن نحبهم.
So it's upon us to love them.
لأنهم خير أولياء الله تعالى.
Because they are from the most, the best of those allies to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وأن نبغض من يبغضهم.
And that we dislike or hate those who hate them.
لأنهم من أولياء الله.
Because they are from the allies of Allah, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Whoever shows enmity to a ally of mine, Allah says in a hadith of Qudsi, I will wage war against them. So it is upon us to connect with the ulama, those who are truthful in their da'wah. Those who are sincere to their ummah, their nation. Those who don't attend behind their da'wah. Anything from the affairs of this world. But they only attend to guide the people. That the people traverse upon that which is in the book of Allah. And that which the Prophet ﷺ commanded with in his sunnah. And that they understand them with the understanding of rightly predecessors, not with the understanding of those who came after them. Those who understand the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah with the understanding that's not their understanding. And they lead astray from the correct path. Allah has commanded in his book that we traverse upon the correct path, that which the ulama have traversed upon. As Allah says, guide us to the straight path, the path of those whom you are favored, not the path of those who you are angry with, nor those who went astray. So those who have been favored, they are those whom Allah said as it relates to them. Whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger, then they are amongst those whom Allah has favored. From the prophets and the truthful ones and the mortars. And how good are they as companions? There are those who know legislative knowledge, meaning the scholars. And they acted upon it and they apply it as it relates to themselves. And they call people to acting upon it. As for those whom Allah is angry with, it is the Yahud, the Jews, and those who took upon their way. Those who knew the message of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they didn't believe in it. And they knew the truth, and then they didn't follow it. Nor the way of the Christians. Those who are astray and going astray.
And
those who are astray in themselves and leading others astray. Because they wanted to worship Allah, but they worshiped Him without knowledge. So knowledge and actions are two things that are never separated. So whoever comprises between the two, then he is traversed upon the way of the ulama. Those who are traversed upon the way of the prophets. those whom Allah has favored.
النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا.
Those whom Allah has favored from amongst the prophets and the truthful and the martyrs, and how good of they are as companions.
العلماء ينذرون للناس طريق الهدى.
The scholars are those who illuminate to the people the path of guidance. And they cause the people to be far removed from the ways of misguidance and desires. And they are the lights of in darkness. They are lamps or lights in darkness. Those who they are the ones who traverse with their light to the straight path. And they guide the people to the correct path, which leads to the paradise. May Allah make us from them. So the scholars, their existence or presence is a favor. And them being absent is a calamity. So when the ulama cease to exist or be present, and it doesn't remain for the people except those heads of ignorance, and they give verdicts to the people without knowledge. So they lead themselves astray and others.
ولكن أقبض العلم بموت العلماء حتى إذا لم يبق عالما اتخذ الناس رؤوسا ذهالا فأفتوا الناس بغير علم وضلوا وأضلوا.
As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, verily Allah does not snatch away the knowledge all at once from the chest of the people, but he snatches away the knowledge by taking away the scholars until no scholar remains. And the people begin to take the heads of ignorance as the people of knowledge, and they give verdicts without knowledge, and then they go astray and they lead others astray. The scholars whom it is obligatory that we make a connection with, they are those who traverse upon the correct path. And they do not traverse upon the deviant ways in their worship and in their worship. They don't deviate. And in their actions. And in their character and in their manners. But rather they try first upon the correct path, as it relates to, they try first upon the correct path as it relates to beliefs and in the Sharia and in their methodology and then their character and in their manners and how they deal with the people. So it is upon you to be attached to these ones. And for you to emulate them. So that you will obtain safety, inshallah. And if we do not attach to the people of knowledge or ascribe or make connection with the people of knowledge, then misguidance will take place. And desires will take place. And differing will take place. And differing will take place. And enmity and backbiting and hatred will take place. And separation will take place. And evil and corruption will take place. So it is upon us, O brothers, that we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the presence of the ulama in the Islamic nation. So whoever Allah has blessed to accompany the ulama and to sit with them and to take from their knowledge and drink from their knowledge and to ask them, and how great this is as a favor. And if he wasn't able to catch them in themselves, and he wasn't able to meet with them, the scholars, the individual wasn't able to meet with them, and he wasn't able to sit with them, either because they had died, or he's somewhere far away from them, living somewhere far away, or for any excuse that prevents us from meeting them. Then these books of theirs, they speak with the truth. And these voices or recordings from them, they could be heard. And these students of theirs who carry their narrations and who have benefited from them, so we should hasten to these students to catch to sit with them, to take that which what they took from their ulama and sitting with their ulama. So the ulama who is obligatory for us to connect with, there are those who know fitna, trials and tribulation. They know the affairs that oppose the command of Allah and command and oppose the command of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they avoid them. And they warn this, or they warn this from themselves. And they warn others from it. As for the ignorant ones, then they do not know fitna or fitan. And they are not able to differentiate between the one who's corrupt and the one who's righteous. That is because the little amount of knowledge that they have. And the weakness of piety that they have. In the absence of true fear from their Lord.
Al-ulama,
So the scholars who it is obligatory for us to connect with. There are those whom Allah has said as it relates to them. Those who truly fear Allah from amongst his slaves are the scholars. As for those who do not fear Allah, and they don't fear from his punishment, when they oppose his command, then these individuals should not be called ulama. Because they didn't act upon the book of their Lord, nor the sunnah of their prophet, nor did they traverse upon the path of those who preceded them. May Allah be pleased with them. The scholars whom it is obligatory for us to connect with, and for us to sit with, they are those whom the Prophet ﷺ informed with in his statement, the Prophet ﷺ said the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets, and the prophets do not leave behind wealth. They only leave behind knowledge. Whoever takes it has taken a great portion. The scholars are those who do not waste their time away aimlessly. The days and the night do not pass upon them heedlessly, but rather not even an hour from the day or the night passes them, except that they are engaged in some legislative reading of some legislative text, or they are engaged in righteous actions, which they seek no closeness to Allah or nearness to Allah by it. They understand the extent of their time. And the importance of their time. So you will not find this alim is heedless as it relates to the remembrance of Allah and his obedience and seeking knowledge. But rather you will find all of his time filled with remembering Allah and being obedient to Allah. So these are the scholars whom it is obligatory for us to connect with, and that we emulate their actions and that which they do. The scholars whom it is obligatory for us to connect with, there are those whom Allah have gifted them with character and manners and good manners that they adore themselves with in front of Allah and in front of the creation, and following the book of Allah
كما قال تعالى وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم.
As Allah says about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verily you are upon a lofty character. Because good character is from the means. It's from the means of the people being upright upon the correct religion. If the people see you possessing good character, they will turn towards you and benefit from you, and they will follow you in your actions. And then if they see you have bad character and evil character, then they will leave you off and leave off sitting with you. As Allah says, if you were rude, O Muhammad, and hard-hearted, they would have fled from you. The scholars whom it is obligatory for us to be connected with,
لا يستعجلون في الفتوى.
There are those who are not hasty in giving Islamic rulings or verdicts.
بل إن كان عندهم شيء من العلم فيها.
But rather, if they have some knowledge as it relates to this issue, after research and looking into the affair, then they will give a ruling as it relates to it from the aspect of religion. And if they don't have any knowledge as it relates to this affair, then they lead this affair to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they lead the knowledge of this affair to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And following that statement of Allah, as Allah says, do not follow that which you do not have of knowledge. Verily, the hearing and the seeing and the hearts will be questioned regarding it. Those scholars whom it is obligatory for us to connect to or connect with, they are those who have been saved by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from falling into the madahib, the schools of thoughts that are a falsehood or a part of falsehood, and those incorrect thoughts, and those new brought about methodologies that are mistaken or have errors in them, and they hold fast to the Quran and the Sunnah and the way of the Salaf al-Salih, in the Aqidah and beliefs and in the Sharia. As for the ulama of dalala, which is obligatory for us to stay away from, and for us not to be connected with, there are those who fell into the methodology of the Khawarij or the methodology of the Shi'i or the minhaj of the Sufiyya, or the منهج of the مرجئة.
أو منهج التجهم.
Or the methodology of الجهمية.
الاعتزال والأشعرية.
Or the معتزلة or the أشعرية.
أو في أفكار الجماعات الحزبية.
Or into the different groups that have incorrect thoughts, the different groups that have errors in their thoughts and perceptions.
كالإخوان المسلمين والسروريين.
Like the إخوان المسلمين والسروريين.
ومن نحى نحوهم.
And who are those who traverse upon their way.
وجماعة التبليغ.
And the جماعة التبليغ.
الأحباب.
الأحباب.
أو غيرها.
Or other than them from the false parties in this time. Those who comprise between the madahibs or the ways of those before them and their beliefs and their thoughts that are false. So those are the ulama who know the haq with its proofs. From the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they don't have any fanaticism to any particular group. Or any particular way. But their fanaticism is to the book of Allah and the sunnah. And the methodology of the pious predecessors. So those scholars whom is obligatory for us to connect with. There are those who do not defend the scholars of misguidance. From those who preceded them or those who are in their present time. But their allegiance is to the beliefs of Ahl al-Sunnah. They love the people of Iman. And those who are upon the minhaj of the Salaf al-Salih. And they hate or dislike the people of bid'ah, wal ahwa and desires. Because they deviated from the correct way of the Salaf al-Salih. And they have been affected by the deviant ways and the deviant groups. So the scholars whom it is obligatory for us to connect with they do not see it to be there are those who do not see it to be obligatory that we act upon anything except the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Upon understanding of the righteous predecessors. So their allegiance and their disallegiance is based upon the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to that which the Salaf al-Salih were upon in the Aqidah and Sharia. So their connection or their allegiance is not to any false way or any party that is sinful or a person who is inclined away from the correct way. Their allegiance is only for Allah and for Allah. O brothers, strive in seeking knowledge and be diligent upon it. And I attend by legislated knowledge. because Allah is not known. In His ayats and His names. In His attributes. In His legislation and His rulings. Except by seeking out. Your actions are not righteous actions. Except after knowing ma'rifat al-haq, knowing the truth from the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet. And a person is not from one who fears Allah except when he worships Allah upon that which is required from the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he knew the falsehood and he stayed away from it. And he knows the truth and he follows it. So it's upon you to be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in seeking legislative knowledge. Don't seek it in order that you can become from the ulama, or that you boast it in front of the ulama, or that you should gain something from this worldly life, or that it becomes for you a position or status in the community, or in the community, that you only seek knowledge except for the sake of Allah, so that you raise ignorance from yourselves, and that you raise ignorance from other than yourself, and that you should defend the religion of Allah from the deviation or the fabrication for those who fabricate, and those who make up lies as it relates to the religion, and those who have false interpretations as it relates to the religion. So seeking legislative knowledge is from the greatest of worships. So it's not possible that our worship should be correct except that it's sincere for Allah and following the sunnah of the Prophet. And it doesn't become following the sunnah of Prophet except with seeking legislative knowledge. By reading the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sitting with the ulama to make clear its meanings. And making clear its rulings, its correct rulings. And what is required to act upon from the Sharia, the legislative Sharia. Which is taken from the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh brothers, barely seek legislative knowledge is from the greatest of righteous deeds that your level will be raised up with Allah on the day of judgment. As Allah says, Allah raises those who believe from amongst you and those who have been given knowledge. And based on the statement of the Prophet ﷺ, whoever traverses a path seeking by a knowledge, Allah will make easy for him a path to the paradise. So how great is the reward of knowledge and learning it and teaching it to others. Indeed, the Prophet said, whoever calls the guidance, then he will have the reward of those who follow him, not decreasing from their reward in the least. And the Prophet ﷺ went on to say, and whoever calls to misguidance, it will be a sin upon him, the sin of those who follow him, not decreasing in the sin of those who follow him in the least. So he says, traverse upon the path and you will arrive, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, to his pleasure and to his paradise. And that is with you being diligent upon legislative knowledge and sitting with his people and asking them as it relates to those affairs that are difficult or problematic as it relates to your religion. And this is the correct path which is obligatory for us to follow. And these individuals, they are the scholars. The Salafiyun. Rabbaniyun, those who teach the small knowledge before the big knowledge. As-Sunniyun, those who ascribe themselves to the Sunnah. Those who are as obligatory that we benefit from and that we connect with and that we emulate in their correct call. So if we traverse upon this path and upon this methodology, then we will come upon much good in this world and hereafter. And if we leave off this path, and we chose the path that is not upright, which is the path of deviation, the people of deviation and going astray, that is a means of us obtaining the punishment of Allah in the grave and on the day of judgment. As Allah says, oh woe to me, with that I have not taken so-and-so as a friend. He has led me astray from the reminder after it came to me. A shaitan is one who forsakes a person. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes us from the people of the Sunnah, those who act upon it, and from those who love and attach themselves with the ulama, as-salafiyun, and aqidah, in Sharia and in Minhaj, and in character and in manners, and that Allah gathers us with them in this world upon good, and in the paradise upon thrones facing one another, that He doesn't cause our hearts to deviate from the truth and guidance. After He's made it clear to us, we ask Allah to make good for us and you our end, and that He forgives for us that which has passed and that which is present or should come. And that he gathers us with the best of the messengers in the paradise. And he saves us and you from the punishment of the grave and the hellfire. Sheikh Indahir, barakallahu feekum.
Jazakallahu khairan.